Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Why is everyone in Europe?
Because
why aren't we in Europe?
I guess they have time and money. I literally couldn't tell you.
Everyone is in Italy.
Everyone's in Italy.
Everyone's in Italia or Greece.
Greece.
Grecia.
Mm-hmm. I want to go.
I know. It's like, again, like, it seems like everyone's getting off their asses and fucking going to Italy.
They really are. Okay, so I had a thought, too, which I was like, because now that everyone's in Italy, I'm like, fuck you. I'm
they're
going
not just
somewhere.
In Italy, they're in Italia.
Italia. I was like, I want to go, but I want to go somewhere else. I want to go off the beaten path. Because I don't want to run into anyone I know, and
you
I
want
to be. I wanted to be different, and I want to go to Italy on my own terms and be the only person there, the main character of Italy. So I was like, where would I go if I could just like?
You always have to do things a little different.
It's my ODD coming out, and I was like, oh, I want to go to Norway. I want to go to the archipelago like of Norway, and it would be beautiful this time of year and
like
warm.
Fall. Entering fall.
Like late summer. Mm-hmm. It's still like
midsummer,
light out, and it's like so beautiful. Yeah. It's like the end, going to the end of the earth almost.
It's also, everyone there is, their quality of life is so good because they're like vaguely socialist. So mm-hmm. like everyone has nice things and you can just buy nice, afford nice things.
Yeah.
And everyone has chic cars and clothes and just looks chic.
And now that the euro is maybe the same as the dollar.
It is. Or the dollar is...
Is it more?
More?
Why are we here?
I don't know.
I don't know either. And we're entering the worst month of any sort of
Augustus.
Month. August
truly... Is hell.
If I survive August every year, I like truly August, pat myself on the back because August tries me in ways that I August, can't even describe to you.
August is a true monstrosity. And I agree with you. And LA enters its like LA summer begins in August. And the hottest fucking month of the year, September, is just around the corner. And you know we're going to get fires this season.
Oh, yeah. September, late September to early October is just heat waves and fiery air.
There already are fires right now up north.
And
that's
then
why the sky is so weird right now.
You just, and it's so muggy.
Okay. This weekend, I was. True swamp.
I stayed inside. I went out to walk Tony yesterday morning and I was like, if this is the state of the union, I'm taking to the couch and just stayed inside. I was like, wanted to go to the farmer's market.
Oh, and
I
was there was a shooting, so you couldn't go. Or no, there was a shooting at the Hollywood farmer's market.
Oh my God.
Some guy was shooting off his balcony. You can't even go to the farmer's market anymore. You're triggered. What?
I just can't. I can't believe I can believe it. Obviously, it's just what happens.
Are
but
you shunked?
I'm shunked. I'm like,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to share that. But
no, it's not your fault.
It came
fault.
Up on my Citizen, which I still have, so don't cancel me.
We should cancel August. This is a true campaign. If I were running for president, I'd be like, look, we've got to cancel August.
We should get rid of some months.
Just one.
I think August, I think everyone can collectively agree that August
we should all sunks. Take August off.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the August stimulus check is $3,500. You get the month off.
That's why you go to Norway, because they do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone in Norway is happy, and it's in the winter, it's tough.
But you have the Northern Lights to keep you company, and it's also kind of where Santa Claus is from.
Santa Claus is from there, and also...
But I'm really dying to go to Norway, and I think that that would be, like, the cool thing to do, especially when everyone and their fucking mother is in Italy ruining
Norway.
It. You go to Norway. You go fly into Oslo and then you take the train to Bergen. And it's supposedly, like, the most beautiful train, like, one of the top most beautiful train rides in the entire world.
Yeah.
And then you go to the fjords. And then you go just tour fjords and, like, it's unreal.
Go to the fjords and you just wear, like, dark jeans and, like, a light bomber jacket and just, like, walk around with black shoes on.
Yeah.
With your hair in a bun.
Mm-hmm. You go have a beer.
What if you live in Norway?
I'm about to, like get the fuck... I need to, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm, like...
August is hell, and L.A.
L.A. is nightmare, and I think...
Not even bringing back the Arclight Theater could save it at this point.
You think
it will
it's
help.
Done?
It will help, but it's a totally different landscape. I think I've just
cooked?
Maybe run my course. Like, the love affair is over.
The love affair has been over.
Yeah. COVID was the beginning of the end.
COVID just changed LA irreparably. And I think, like, you know, New York has had that, like, New York's exciting again resurgence, but like LA never got that.
No, LA was struggling with that to just begin with. And then now with everything and like, cost of living so high, like you might as well just live in New York where you can like walk places. And
I mean, I have moments where I love LA again, but yeah, I think a Norway is a good solution.
Norway is great.
When you don't know what to do, go to Norway.
When you don't, you move to Norway, you give 30% of your paycheck away, or maybe 50, but then at least you go to the doctor whenever and like can get treated. You never have to worry about having any sort of health problem.
You can afford like a nice place because it's all sort of the same price.
Like, can you? I don't know what their deal is, but I want to go check it out.
I would like, it'd be nice to have universal healthcare.
Yeah.
I think
there might be less shooters, maybe.
Well, they
if
had
you
that
had
thing.
That. What?
Remember they had that big shooting like a few years ago?
Norway?
And that summer camp.
You just can't escape guns.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like here. But, like, yeah, seeing, waking up on Sunday to stay away from the, Patricia Arquette going, stay away from the Hollywood Farmers Market. A man is on his balcony just shooting.
There was once a
where
man
is the Hollywood
who just
Farmers
stood,
Market?
it's near where the Arclight was. It's, like, around Hollywood and Ivar.
Oh, okay.
There was a man once that just went into, like, the intersection right across from the Arclight, like, on Hollywood Boulevard. And just started
shooting,
blasting. Yeah. Nice. And there was like a long standoff with him.
Speaking of shooting, so we both watched the most recent episode of the greatest show on TV right now, The Anarchists, the HBO documentary series.
That show's blowing my fucking mind.
That episode last night, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, you
should
fucking
see it. Yeah, we're going to talk about
it.
Anarchists now. I'll include spoiler marks in the description of the pod. But if you haven't seen it, then you want to skip.
You
better
you
just turn it off now.
Get with God.
Yeah.
Because it is truly an insane, beautiful, crazy show. But last night we got to know more. It is beautiful.
It's a beautiful show.
It is. It's like powerful.
It's cool.
Last night we got all the nitty gritty details of John Galton's horrific slaughter.
R.I.P.
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 Dread
King. Hot King.
He was hot.
He was hot.
His mom was beautiful.
Even though he had white dreads and those teeny little bangs.
Yeah.
He had an unkempt dread.
And little teeth.
But he was hot. Like,
he was hot.
He had a lot working against his hotness, but persevered
to still
throughout. And that's how you know someone's truly hot.
When they can rock white dreads.
A lip ring.
And a lip ring.
And have tiny little teeth.
And have tiny teeth and they're still mini sexy. Bangs,
and they're still so fuck. And you'd still fuck them.
That's star power.
That's worth the yeast infection hot.
He's a yeast guy.
Lot of yeast.
Lot of yeast in the anarchy community. But yeah, Lily, we find out his real name was Shane, and Lily's real name was
also a hot name.
Miranda, which I love.
She's such a Miranda.
She's a Miranda. But we get kind of the backstories on both of their lives, and he had like a young mom and a grandmother who really loved him, and they were trying to support his dream of being an anarchist. And no one, when Lily and that other guy, Hensa, were posting harrowing Facebook videos, no one knew what was going on, and no one, one, believed them entirely, and two, no one was like, I'm going to go up there, because they didn't want to get shot either.
Yeah, they lived like up in the hills.
But we find out that John was believed to be selling, him and Lily were believed to be like manufacturing coke and meth, which clearly. Their pure was...
not so pure. Or too pure.
Their pure was too pure because the cartel, which has a monopoly on all the drugs, will just wipe out competitors, literally. So they went after him and they left Lily alive as to be the messenger of like, this is what happens when you fuck with...
According to the Freeman guy.
Yeah.
Lily claims that they were never selling drugs, that... it was actually Paul, the crazy vet, who was selling drugs and communicating with the cartel and telling the cartel that they were in order to like get revenge on them for like, I guess, kicking his crazy ass out of their house.
But then at the end, Lily, when the documentarian, Luke, is that his name?
I don't know.
When he tells her what Nathan's theory is about that John was selling drugs, she kind of had...
She had a bit of an about face backtrack where I was like, okay, they definitely were selling drugs.
Well, no, but she also had a moment where this is where I kind of felt bad for her, and I sort of believed her in this moment that she was like, maybe John was, and I just didn't know.
Well,
which I think that's possible. I think he was.
I think there might have been a willful ignorance. Yeah. I think the truth is always somewhere in the middle, but I think that there might have been a willful ignorance on her part because she was clearly on a lot of drugs at certain points in their Acapulco era, and
she
like
was forking.
I think if you're with like, a man mm-hmm. and you're constant, I think that she was on meth just based on the
jackney like, and the yeah. the pox
and the thin. Yeah, there was just a lot of things that are leading me to believe that she was in her meth era. And if you're with a man and you're just constantly being supplied with meth and blow, chances are...
you're not going to ask questions.
Yeah, you're probably just like, whoa, this is great.
And like, hey, we've all been there.
Yeah,
we've
like, all no been shade, there. We've no all shade. Looked like... but like, chances are he's probably selling or connected somehow. Like,
I think they were growing. I think they were making it. And I think that house was like a lab.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that they were they were crossing the line. I do think Paul probably threw them under the bus.
For sure Paul had something to do with it. I think he wanted them dead. He definitely wanted Hensa dead most of all, I think.
Why? Why does he hate Hensa so much? Hensa is like the least of anyone's problem.
I love him on the Facebook Live going, damn, I just got shot, bleeding out. I don't know how much time I have left.
He's pretty chill for a man that's literally bleeding to death on live.
What truly was crazy to me is that the hospital... pushed him away when he came there with a bleeding chest, and they were like, no, you have cartel, like
we're not fucking with you.
And then he paid them 6,000 pesos and they're like, all right, come up here,
get in here.
But there was so much blood, and that him and Lily had to go into hiding. It was just, it's truly crazy. And I think Lily was like genuinely devastated, obviously.
I felt really bad for her.
I did too.
She lost the love of her life.
And what I wanted to know was also, where was that, what happened to the dog?
I think those dogs just come and go.
Rebel dog?
I think when you live up there, you have like 40 dogs that you like fuck with, but you don't really like, it's just a dog. It's a dog world up in those hills.
It's chilling though. When Hensa goes back up and films like weeks later, returns to the scene of the crime and there's dogs barking everywhere. And then the police show up and they're like, a woman with an old clipboard gets out and she's like, who are you? That gave me chills.
I'm like,
the whole thing was just insane.
I'm sorry. If you go up into a dangerous town and you decide to go live in the hills where
sell
everyone's
drugs.
Like, it's pretty dangerous up there, but like enter at your own risk. Then you decide in a known cartel city yeah. to start selling pura. Like, you also probably need to like be armed or have some sort of security of your own. Yeah, also, rebel. I just like wouldn't fuck with the cartel. I feel like that's just rule number one is that, you don't do that.
But that was like, that's pure American white ignorance of just thinking you can like...
That's also just anarchy.
Well, no, but also I think it's ironic that it is like living off the grid, but they're displaying just like kind of typical American ignorance and just like arrogance of thinking they can just go anywhere and be like, I can do this, whatever. Like that's the vibe.
I think they're also drug addicts, which also no one's really talking about. And you just get sucked in and then suddenly you're like targeted. I just would never want to fuck with the cartel, period.
Well, we all know that from Ozark.
Yeah. I'm just like never trying to piss the cartel off. That's just my day-to-day.
I'm afraid of the cartel.
Yeah,
I'm like
I have
worried.
A healthy fear of the cartel.
I'm like convinced that when you are working with the cartel at any moment, you could just walk into a room.
Yeah.
Like that lawyer in Ozark.
Mm-hmm.
Just completely. But yeah, it's they fucked with the wrong people, clearly. It was so chilling when those, I think they were children or teens, were throwing...
Yeah, that they got gunned down by like cartel teens.
Damn.
It's not the way I would want to go. And then also, someone needs to take Paul's phone away from him.
Paul is
the fact that Paul, he is truly Facebook terrorist.
Facebook also, like, what a lie that Facebook, I mean, we all knew
Facebook
how sinister
is
Facebook
drug.
Is, but they'll take down like Facebook and like, they'll take down like gay or like.
You can be like, we are in a recession no matter what. And they'll be like, this has to be fact checked. We don't know what the truth is
I've
yet.
Been reported for like saying.
Yeah.
I got reported for saying.
Paul gets on Facebook is literally like threatening lives left and right.
Changing his name to Shepherd Spooky.
He is spooking the entire region of Acapulco. He is at large, like threatening to like. To set off bombs and
he says,
destroy the conference. And everyone's like, just Paul being crazy.
He's like, Berwick said that if I entered anywhere near Acapulco, I'd be arrested, but no one saw me there. I was like, oh, the fact that you could not pay me to sit in a draped chair in the in middle of a convention and under the threat of being either gunned down or like nail bombed by.
Old spooky Paul.
It's crazy.
Also, like, where is he living? Like,
that's the thing. He's
the
he's
craziest
off,
thing.
He's living everywhere.
He's everywhere all at once. Paul could be like on my patio right
well,
now.
I think Paul's dead.
Oh, okay, good.
I think he killed himself.
He needed to go.
Yeah, he needed. To,
may he find peace on the other side and in his next like life on this earth. Yeah,
PTSD is no joke. But he was truly like just going crazy, and Facebook was like, we will not censor old Paul, but they'll censor like me saying faggot splendor about Beyonce's album.
Paul is literally.
I got reported for that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. What, on Facebook?
I said Beyonce's album was Faggot Splendor.
You're back on Facebook?
No, on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
My story got reported and taken down.
Yeah, you can't say faggot on Instagram.
No, I asked her.
You have to like scratch it out.
I can say it if I want.
Paul can post videos of himself like setting off like fake bombs.
You will not. You will not.
He can go talk in a Bane voice. Also, Jeff is the biggest fucking asshole.
I hate Jeff.
I hate Jeff.
Jeff also needs to be...
Drink yourself to death.
Jeff is a complete piece of shit.
He's a tool.
He's a wino.
His fucking speech.
He has Johnny Depp energy.
That speech shook me to my core.
Yeah.
He's like... Well, some people, thank you guys for coming back to Anarchapoco. Some people died. And that just is what it is.
He's like, some people are going to commit suicide.
Said, that's what they want to happen. Some people, 3 shots back of the head, suicide. They're going to try and shut us down anyway. But you guys got, he channeled Sheena. He's a.
Be a survivor.
Be a survivor.
And everyone on those horrific banquet hall chairs were all looking around like nervous.
Yeah, they were like, what the fuck is
Ron
this guy
Paul doing? But Ron Paul went. Of course, Ron Paul, he'll go at the drop. He'll get $1 million to go anywhere.
The fact that they're so obsessed with conferences, I'm like, you could not
sorry. When what's her face Freeman, the wife Freeman,
she
is obsessed with conferences. She's like, and that's what we thought of Anarch Awakening. I was like, oh my god, not again, another conference.
She's
obsessed.
And conferences cannot be separated for long.
They're obsessed with banquet hall ballroom conferences. They cannot get enough. When she was like, well, we got shunned from Anarch Apoco, so right here in this room is where Anarch Awakening began, which is a spiritual healing feeling in the wake of John Galton's death. I was like,
I'm like, bitch, you are a capitalist American freak for that.
Yeah.
You're literally taking someone's death to start a new conference that you can charge people for to attend.
And go back to
under
America.
The guise of like grieving. I'm like, you guys are fucking full
frauds.
Of shit.
They're yeah. frauds. And I need to know. I'm refusing to Google it, but I need to know if Nathan is dead.
I think he is. Or maybe in jail or something.
Damn.
Maybe Paul killed him. I don't know. I'm not Googling it either. And no one comment or tell me. I don't want to know.
I will rain hell down upon an Archipelago.
Too bad you have sided with Lily. Now you two will die.
Now you two will die. I'm coming for Hensa. I will chop his head off. It's like Hensa's like, what did I do?
I am obsessed with everyone being like, okay, Paul, like, come live with us. Like, those guys afterwards, they're like, okay, you can live outside of Anarcha Mansion or whatever.
With they're fools.
The teen that Paul had bring down a bunch of sabers and weapons. I'm like, you guys are fucking, you have no common sense.
Paul is living, you know, like, Coney, remember the guy who, like, ran nude?
Mm-mm.
Coney 2012.
He was running around naked all the time.
That's Paul's energy.
He
just
is.
Running around with
he's
like
a runner.
Running around with like a saber.
With like a weird mask on.
Mm-hmm. I'm
filming
afraid
videos
of him.
Where he hits himself in the head.
I will rain hell down upon an archipelago and an arc awakening. God, like, take care of your children. And they're like, after Paul's, our house was an open door policy, but after that, we closed up shop and didn't leave for weeks. I'm like, well, yeah, you don't have to because you live in a compound, like a 20,000 square foot compound, because you've swindled millions of dollars from crypto.
Yeah, I
they're
don't
sketchy.
Love their vibe.
Those, by the way, their homes
are really ugly.
Russian oligarch vibes.
Not even.
It's a little. It's they're just.
I like whatever room that woman, the Freeman woman, is in, giving her interview. Her like Bali inspired room.
Yeah, where does she live now?
I don't know. She seems to be doing better. I'm like, whatever you're doing now, it's like working for you. You have like a nice bang.
Yeah, she got some bangs.
She like got her fucking look together. She got off her ass a makeover.
She got her ass up and worked her pussy off to get new bangs and a bordello-inspired Bali Eat, Pray, Love room. I wonder if he went to jail or something.
Yeah.
He darks me out. Old Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan is a kind of a weird. Everyone's weird. I'm like, you're all
the producers
lacking.
Are weird.
Everyone's weird. Everyone, if you're into this community, you're a fucking weirdo.
Kim, the producer that we don't really see, but we
Kim's
hear her.
Kim's just harrowed and crying.
Every time. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Kim.
Get it together, Kim.
Go to a therapist, Kim.
Maybe you shouldn't work on this project anymore.
Yeah, and they're like, we gotta go down there. I would quit. I would not be part of it.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Thaddeus, the professor.
Bad
Thad, who said that John and Lily were his heroes.
Yeah, he's like, I'm so, like, all I've wanted my whole life has been leading up to meeting them, and now this happens.
They are your heroes.
They're your heroes? I also like when they were like,
love their, like, off the grid. Like,
they're, well, they're, I guess.
They've done something, but.
They're like
hero worthy. They are not.
They're like Robin Hoods to the anarchist crypto communities.
I was really taken aback by that.
Also, we found out that Lily's mom was a drug addict, really sad, but she got out of her car on the freeway, tried to drag one of her young sons onto like the, what is that, the median?
Yeah.
And then promptly got hit by not one, not two, but three different cars.
Yeah. Hit by one car, hit by another car, and then plowed by a semi and died, like, in front of her kid, I guess.
Did you ever see Meet Joe Black?
Yeah.
Remember when Brad Pitt gets...
I'll never forget. That was shocking.
That's truly one of the most shocking moments in a movie, but that's basically what happened to her.
Yeah. And I feel for Lily. Like,
yeah, I do
clearly
too.
She had a lot of...
Pain
and like addiction problems, like, and just that kind of general addiction dysfunction, like, in her very DNA.
Her dad was.
So it's hard to imagine her creating a life for herself that doesn't involve some essence of that. And I still am just like, we're not going to be honest about all the fucking drugs. Like, we're just gonna gloss over that.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I think it's just That's so typical. But also, I'm glad that she washed her hair, got a blowout, and got on, like, Accutane.
Well, I think it was just got off meth.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's getting on anything else. I think it's getting off of a lot.
Yeah, I hope she, and I don't think she will, but I hope at some point she talks about, like, yeah, I was doing a lot of meth. I think it would explain everything.
Yeah.
But it won't
happen. The mindset of being like, we're going to fuck with the cartel's territory and, like, just chance a lot of these things
in
reads
Mexico.
As incredibly druggy to me.
Of course. The whole thing does.
Yeah. Also, I hope just that, like, she's, like, seems like she didn't go to prison ever, so good for that.
No, I don't think she ever went back to America.
But do you think she's still in Acapulco? I hope she went to, like, Costa Rica or Belize or something.
Where that other woman invited her.
Yeah, that other woman who's actually, like, chill and gets it. Well, yeah, like, wow, sort of... everyone just turned their back. Like, for a bunch of anarchists, they are just, like...
Well, I like that she also brought up the point that no one was talking about, that it was, like, a mostly white... exclusive community, and she was so darked out by that and had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she actually feels a sense of, like, that
these
Lily and John
are full of shit.
Well, and but that Lily and John were sort of living as flawed as it was.
They were living authentically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think she respects that. So that's why she offered Lily. But I'd be like,
well, when you have no money and no ways to really make it,
drugs are the easiest.
Yeah. Drugs and, like, prostitution.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a wild show. I hope everyone watches it. I also need to recommend another Mexican setting show, The Resort on Peacock.
Mm.
It's Kristen Milioti, who I love, and William Jackson Harper, who was in Midsommar and The Good Place.
Ooh.
And they go to, and that guy, Skyler, you've seen, he's like that, he was in Booksmart. Anyway, it's this married couple, and they've been married for 10 years, and they're just sort of blah. They go to a Mexican, like, all-inclusive resort near Cancun and, like, Riviera Maya.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sort of unhappy, and I think she lost a child. That's what I'm getting. And she finds an old, like, Motorola phone in the jungle, and she plugs it in, and she sees, like, these texts and, like, pictures of this guy from 2007. And she becomes fixated on it, and she finds out this young college guy and this other girl at this other resort got disappeared the day a huge hurricane hit. And another man's body was found. So it's just sort of her and her husband unraveling this mystery. And then we see in 2007 the other plot line happening.
Oh,
and, like,
cool.
Kind of converging. It's really funny. It's like a funny mystery.
Love that.
And it's really, it's kind of, and it's Ben Sinclair who did High Maintenance.
Okay.
He directed it. So it just has that kind of raw, real.
Okay. Like, a little bit Search Party, but not as, like...
Yeah, yeah. Not as absurd as Search Party, but the
but
same spirit.
But I love,
spirit.
Like, a satirical, yeah. Almost mystery or something.
Yeah, and it's, like, this couple, and the husband is, like, look, you're unhappy. I'm game to, like, go on this adventure with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, them kind of reconnecting.
Cool.
But it's... And Debbie Ryan is in it. It's, like, this whole... It's a whole vibe.
I started watching this show... that my friend Lucas recommended to me called Forever Summer Hamptons. It's a reality show on Amazon Prime. And it's just about, like, teens that live in the Hamptons, like, that are from there.
Like the townies.
Yeah, like townie teens.
Love.
Having a forever summer. And it actually is, like, incredibly satisfying.
Is it like Laguna Beach?
It is, but it's less stylized like that. And, like, they're actually having conversations. Like, it's not like they just talk about nothing and stare off into the distance. Like, they have a lot of drama with each other.
I love.
Yeah.
I love, like, Hamptons. Like, what happens the other
nine
months of the year?
It's an easy watch.
I'll watch it.
And, like, it's good, like, teen drama. It'll make you feel young.
Mm.
And it's just, like, a glimpse into Gen Z's mind.
Well, I'm also currently watching a show that makes me feel 1,000 years old.
What?
Southern Charm.
Yeah, Southern Charm is, like, dinosaur era.
For a minute, Simon was like, can we turn this off? I can't really handle this right now. But then we kept going, and it's... captivating.
Yeah, you're in season one.
No, we're in season four.
What the fuck? I literally am shunked by
we charge through
you.
And
honestly,
I have no shame about it. We just go
I just can't even believe you were literally, did you start it last week?
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
We ripped through it, but
you ripped through.
But it's wild. Catherine Dennis and Thomas Ravenel are
one of the darkest duos maybe ever.
I like when Whitney said they're like a trashy Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor.
They are.
I mean, it's,
she channels on one of the finales when she like, she's channeling on one finale where she wears like a red dress.
Oh yeah, the last season.
She's and chases clearly them on down blow. The dock.
They're on so many drugs. I mean, she got her kids taken
Thomas
away.
Yeah, Thomas is a fucking cokehead.
And she got her children taken away, which is sad.
I know, but he's such a fucking asshole. Like, he's the kind of rich pig that will, like...
Racist, rich. They're all... And
a rapist, also.
Rapist and a woman beater. He raped their nanny, I think.
Yeah, someone that, like, worked in the house.
It's a pretty... That she had two children with him, it's just, like...
It's shunking.
But, yeah, they're all... It's... The icky feeling of like the past of Charleston is just hangs so heavily in the air. Mm-hmm. The only one some of the people are fine. Like Shep is like, whatever. He's.
Yeah.
But I do like Craig.
Craig makes my skin crawl.
I think he's really cute.
I tried to.
He's a flop. But
I tried
think he's
to
cute.
Enter back into like this current season. I was like, okay, like I'll give it a shot. Like. I'm missing Summer House.
Yeah.
And so I was like...
Isn't he in Summer House?
He dates Paige from Summer House. Oh, okay. They've broken up since, but she's on the season of Southern Charm, like off and on with him. And I was like, okay, like I'll enter the void. And then the void proved to be too much. Like he has a full business, like sewing pillows or something.
Yeah, he like has a line at Home Good. He finally passed the bar. I mean,
he's a fucking loser. Like all the guys on that show. Yeah. He creeps me out. And
but there's something I know he's like a mess and he's a lot, but there was something maybe I'm just it's my problematic flaws that like I find him sexy and cute.
Well, I found Austin sexy and cute until he was on this past season of Summer House and I was like, he also is a pig loser. Now I'm like, I find Whitney to be really sexy and cute and would love to be his beard. If he's listening, I will marry you and I will fully.
He's gay, right?
I think so.
He's also the executive producer of the show.
I know. And like, all I want to do is hang out with Patricia. So I'm like, I'll marry you and do whatever you want. Like, let's do this.
Patricia only hangs out with sad Southern gays who like become her pets, mm-hmm. which, you know what? She offers a sanctuary
truly,
to them.
She's truly like Get Out, but with gay men who she eventually just makes them her butler.
I did love when she called that one creepy gay like Cooper who does that. He's like... all about Charleston and the golden era of the South. And I'm like, so you mean like antebellum, you fucking pig.
Creep.
And he does that line where they're all dressed like Confederate soldiers. And everyone's just like, chill with it. Anyway, she calls him the poor man's Truman Capote. And I was like, damn.
I want to always be on Patricia's good side.
But Catherine is insane. And like, I just watched this episode last night where... this woman, Jennifer, who was sort of like meddling in her and Thomas's.
Uh-huh.
But she had this like very traumatic birth with her son who had to get brain surgery.
Oh, and yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember this now.
It was genuinely like so upsetting. And everyone's really nice to her now and like, you know, being supportive of her. And she goes to meet Catherine, who didn't like the way Thomas said something to her. And she was suspicious. And they're sitting there and she has not talked to her in 7 months, has not asked her about her pregnancy or anything. And then at some point, the woman goes... do you want to ask me about my son? And she starts crying. And Catherine goes, yeah, go ahead. That's so sad. And I was like, oh my God, you creep.
Thomas brought out the worst in her.
Thomas is, he's also, and that, sorry, that girl Landon is the most, the biggest flop
about
I've
Landon.
Ever seen on TV. And every time she's on my screen, I'm like, get her away from me.
I went to a Dead & Company show with Landon once.
Oh.
She was in the group of friends that I was going with, and there was a summer where I ran it. I don't think she like listens to the pod. I don't think she like knows who I am, but there was a summer where Landon was like around.
Well, Landon
in before times, and I was like, oh, that's Landon.
Well, Landon sucks, and every time she's on screen, I cringe. She always makes herself really.
Landon needs to get her shit together.
She always makes herself really small, but she's also deeply mean and judgmental.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't have like a purpose in life.
She's just this rich person, I think. But she
a rich layabout.
But she has that website called Rome. Do you remember that? Anyway,
yeah, her blog.
And then Tom is going after her. It's just like, it's...
Thomas is truly... Never was there such a pig.
Never was there such a pig as Thomas Ravenel.
Yeah.
And Shep's fate... Like, Shep scares me with all his drinking and, like, hangover. He's always hungover.
He's someone's gonna have, like, liver disease.
Shep.
Yeah.
Also, I don't like Cameron.
She's like...
I loved her in Real World San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I loved her, and she was so sweet. And the first season I liked her of Southern Charm, she's so judgmental.
Yeah.
And rude, and like...
Yeah. And like, I'm getting married. I have my real estate license.
I liked when she was tapping into voodoo for a minute, but that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get going on the real...
Okay, yeah, because we have...
We did a tight 35.
We did a tight 35, but we had some catching up to do.
We do.
And honestly...
What better way to celebrate...
The new
Augusto.
Show. Augusto. Yeah, we had to get some things off our chest, but we have a new
show. We were trying to, like, Laura and I were playing around with, like, ideas, and Laura came up with the most brilliant idea for a new show to recap.
Was really, as you know, missing... I really need any sort of Italian-American vibe.
Of course you do.
In my life, and always need to be talking about them, thinking about them, yearning for them.
So how do we merge your love of Summer House with your love of Italian-American vibe?
Jersey Shore,
We're
bitch!
Going to Jersey Shore, bitch! What do we call this?
I don't know. Do we call it Jersey Shore, bitch? Or do we call it Jersey Whore? Or...
How about Gussied Up Guido? Gussie.
I cannot say Gussie Up Guido every week. The Gweed Life?
Greasy something?
We'll think on it.
All right, we'll think on the title.
You guys know we always come up with a killer title, but we're going to let it marinate.
But I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique Podcast. Jersey Shore, bitch!
We're going to Jersey Shore, bitch!
Oh, boy. Who does she think she is?
Yeah, who is she?
I don't know what she's doing.
I think it's dancing.
She thinks she's fly with that, what is that, a Gucci bag?
Oh boy, I really don't know either. Whatever.
Every time I walk in the club, they hating on me because they know I look good. My hair done right and my dress real tight. All eyes on me, I took the night.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Season 1, episode 1 of Jersey Shore. Like, I watched this recently, like 6 months ago. I watched the whole series and I rewatched it. And I was just remembering, because Simon had never seen it. So he was like, just needed. And he was so obsessed with it. And it just, I fell in love with it again. And I just remembered watching it in college and just being sort of excited to watch every week. And just remembering, like, what a lightning in a bottle this show was.
A cultural juggernaut.
They were true. Everyone on this, everyone on this show is a star.
It was 2009. I remember where I was. I was living in Santa Monica with two of my best friends, and we would watch TV all the time together, and we saw the trailers for Jersey Shore, and we were like, we're fucking watching this show, like, period, the end. Tuned in for, like, the first episode, like, had it, like, DVR'd, and... immediately were obsessed. We were like, this show's everything. It changed everything for me.
It changed the game. It changed the landscape. Like, it changed culture.
Yeah.
It really did.
Full blown.
And it was a very you had to be there kind of thing. Like, some people might have been too young or just not clued in, but like, it was, if you were too young and like don't really remember this, if you're listening, like, you have no idea the juggernaut, as Laura just said, this was, and like what a true like paradigm shift this was.
It took about 3 weeks for the show to really take off, but in that 3 week period, my best friend Christine, also my roommate, friended every single cast member on Facebook. Like,
did they accept?
Yeah, it was before they were famous, so she just got in there before they like took off and knew to like block people or like not accept every friend request. We would look at all their YouTube, like we watched all of Snooki's like pre-show YouTubes where she would just like dance to like house music and like lip sync it. It was, they were incredible. Well, and we were like, these people are it.
They were it, and they were stars, and they kind of just like, they knew they were stars, and they just needed someone to point a camera at them, and they just like, they changed the game, and everyone was obsessed with them. People hated them, people were obsessed, but it was like the whole world was talking about them.
Yeah.
Like it's these eight people.
And what's insane is this was really across just a 3-year period. It was from, because I was looking at, I guess season six was in 2012. So they produced, and they produced 6 seasons in 3 years. So it just became like in the off season for season two, they, instead of going back to Jersey Shore, they go to Miami, then they go back to Jersey. So I think it was like Italy. Every 6 months or something, they were doing like a season.
Yeah. And I think they just realized, I think the producers were really smart and they were like, we just got to milk this for all it is and just take this run and go for it, because they're all, you know, in their 20s, they're all going to get older and they have to just like,
and they're young and
they're
like
young,
energetic and are down. Like, and I think this was truly their dream come true. I think Snooki was meant, this was her,
she's 20.
Yeah.
21.
She's 21.
But like,
she was meant to be a star.
And so was JWoww.
Yeah. And Mike, Pauly D and Mike.
And Vinny.
Ronnie, not so much.
Sammy.
Sammy, a flop. Those two flopped hard. Angelina.
Flop, prayers. Flop, flop. But Snooki like, and JWoww were meant to be like,
they were meant to be friends.
It gives me chills thinking about it, because they were just like, to see people going famous from zero to famous overnight back when it was still like before Instagram or anything.
Yeah, when you really had to earn it. You had you had to fucking earn it. Like, and they did.
They got off their asses and worked.
They worked fucking hard.
So we come up on, we meet all the cast.
We meet Ronnie. Sammy Sweetheart. She goes, I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet. Which I just love as like a tagline descriptor.
Ronnie says, when he's talking about the summer and his goals, he goes, I really want to meet some girls and I want to meet some guys. Let's go. And I wrote, proud bisexual Ronnie.
When Ronnie grabs his literal keg of protein powder.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Mike, the situation was a god to me.
I know he was. We all have heard that story.
Also, one of my crowning achievements in life was around, because White Girl Problems, my New York Times bestselling book that I co-wrote, was released in early 2012. And then my co-authors and I were pitching it around LA as like a TV show. And we imagined it as being like a shot in the style of like a reality show, but like a scripted reality show aesthetic. And one of the people that we partnered with to take the pitch to MTV was Sally Ann Salsano.
Wow.
And she's the OG Guidette and is like,
she gets it.
A Lawler. She gets it.
How and rich is she?
I'm sure just like rolling in it.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is huge. We also partnered with Adam DeVello to take a pitch to Fox.
Wow.
I know. This was truly,
you were in it.
We were on fire and we were lighting the industry
this
aflame. And then everyone passed.
Pauly D is the prince of Rhode Island.
And Pauly D's 29.
I also didn't realize he says he's never been to New Jersey before. I love later. He goes, wow, I've never been to New Jersey. I'm like, wait.
Because I just want to get to New Jersey. His dream in life is going to New Jersey, which I'm like, same.
It's just so funny. It's like some people, it's like, oh, I've never been to England before. I've never been to New Jersey. Pauly has a tanning booth at home.
Yeah. Work. Snooki is obsessed with Guidos. She just wants to meet hot Guido guys.
Snooki also has blue contact lenses and lives in Poughkeepsie.
It's amazing. She is Poughkeepsie.
I love when she rides off moment. And she beeps the horn and she's in her shitty car and she goes, see you later, bitches.
Mike, the situation is nicknamed the situation because when I pull up my shirt and you see these abs, it's a situation.
And he does have,
he has
jaw-dropping
an incredible abs. Torso.
And he looks so young and like,
he's happy. He's a good guy, I think. He's a scoundrel, but like, he cooks for everyone.
He He's okay.
I'll ride for fucking Mike the situation until I goddamn die.
He calls women fat a lot.
They're pretty all mean about women.
Yeah. Sammy Sweetheart's basic Hazlitt girl, and she's...
She goes, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm looking to break lots of hearts. I was like, this is classic for a girl that gets, like, fucking wifed up the second she gets in the house.
I do love Sammy when she dances, though. She goes... Vinny is from Staten Island. He has a crazy, huge Sicilian family, and his mom is definitely wearing a wig, which I love. I love his mom. He's like a baby mama's boy.
Yeah, he's never done a thing in his life. He's also freshly graduated from college.
He says he doesn't, he's an old generational Guido. He's not the kind that wears lip gloss, or he goes, those aren't Guidos, those are faggots. I was like, okay. Wow. By the way, did you see, I saw faggot has been tweeted 2.6 million times in the last 30 days.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing.
Okay.
But also...
I thought it was like a yacht. I think we're reappropriating it. I think we're going to make it a good thing.
I think there's a small amount of like funny...
We need the pie chart to really determine.
And then maybe the rest.
I hope... You know what? I'm going to put my positivity hat on and put my positivity fedora on.
Pause
and
up.
Say that it's just 2.6 million happy gays.
I say
like,
it. I love it. I mean, I love seeing the word, but not when it's
well,
used
not like
a slur.
But the Guidos and Guidettes can call. They can use it still. If they are...
JWoww, or I think Snooki and JWoww can say it.
Yeah.
JWoww.
Sammy goes, if you're not a Guido, you can get the fuck out of my face. Which also, same.
I kind
of
think Sammy's iconic.
Sammy is. She's the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
JWoww, she's a girl. She's from just from
Strong
Monmouth
Island.
JWoww... is
she
incredible.
Is a heartbreaker. She goes, when I first date a guy, it's all great and it goes really well for the first couple of months, and then I take him on a roller coaster ride to hell. I was like, goals. Tell
she
me more.
Her skunk hair is out of control.
She's so pretty.
She's gorgeous, but she's also crazy.
She's a powder keg.
I would feel so safe walking down like a dark alley with JWoww.
Oh yeah, someone calls you a faggot in front of JWoww, she'll fucking cut them.
JWoww would throw down for me.
She's, I'll bite your fucking head off.
JWoww will throw down. She's a friend that would fight for you, and that's why I love her. Ronnie's voice always sounds like he's on the verge of tears.
Ronnie scares the living daylights out of me. He's so like violent and angry. He's on too much.
I think he might be gay or something. There's something.
He's
like
a little
bi
bit,
or something.
Yeah,
like,
I think just... maybe bi curious, but it's just not allowed for him. So there's anger about that. But I also just think he's on way too many steroids. He's like, he's jacked in the way that you get jacked if you're juicing.
And his voice is like high because of it, I think.
When a guy gets like huge traps, like in this part gets big, it's because of juice.
We meet Angelina, who's truly has the worst hair and the worst style
she's
in the United States of America. Maybe the worst person in the history of America. Her chunky swoop bang is...
I had a chunky side bang once.
I remember... That was an era that I'm glad we've all moved away from.
I fell into the side bang trap. Don't at me.
She's like, I'm the queen of Staten Island. And then there's this amazing part where we see her in a bikini in a dark room and the camera pans.
Looks like the Blair Witch
it's
Project.
Like Blair Witch meets Girls Gone Wild, which some of you might not even know about.
She goes, I'm the Kim Kardashian of Staten Island. I was like, you're absolutely not. I would like, that crown belongs to Big Ange.
You're wrong.
You're 100% in the wrong.
She's like, I have a boyfriend. It's going to be a real test to see if we can stay together and if he'll be cool with me going out and meeting Guidos. And I go, why is it raining in Staten Island but not raining anywhere else? Because they're all leaving on the same day.
Yeah, I'm sure they shot it all differently. And I'll bet some of this is like their audition footage.
I love when Snooki's driving and she has a printed out MapQuest directions.
Yeah, this was back in the day when you could not navigate on your phone.
Remember, I had those too, the MapQuest.
You were always having to print out.
God, that is, it's, this was what?
2009, so I think you had, I do think.
No, we didn't have we had MapQuest.
Apple Maps.
Yeah, but it was like, it wasn't that common to use it.
Yeah, but if you had an iPhone, you did have Apple Maps.
Because
I don't think I had like a Garmin or any. When I moved to LA in 2008, I had an iPhone, I think. Then I got I had a BlackBerry for a while.
I had a BlackBerry for years.
But I don't think you could map anything.
You
then I went back to an iPhone. So I don't know how I got anywhere, really.
I was the last person in my friend group to get an iPhone. Mm. I had a BlackBerry. I loved it.
Yeah. It's actually crazy that these random people met and then became
best friends. And yeah, they went through this insane wave of fame together. Like, it's a crazy experience to go through.
Sitch also drives a Range Rover hot. But when we know now that he's just not paying his taxes. So that's
Mike and Polly D are the first ones to get there. And they're the old guys, so it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sam walks in, and literally a minute after meeting her, Mike goes, I figure I'd hook up with her. And they, the three of them, decide to room together, which is weird.
Polly D goes, right off the bat, we clicked with Sitch.
Sam goes, I'm real chill.
I'm real chill. She wants the guys to like her. She's literally the least chill girl.
Least.
I guess actually Angelina gets the crown of the least chill woman in the house, but Sammy's a tight right behind her.
Sammy's the girl that you're waiting in line with in the haunted hayride with the sleeves over her hands going, I'm really scared. Right?
Yeah, that's just gonna side. Like, JWoww is the girl that is like a guy's girl or whatever, like can hang with girls and hang with guys and just be cool. But Sammy's the girl that hangs with guys because she wants them to like her a lot.
JWoww's a total girl's girl too.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie in his car, he's just gripping the steering wheel, muttering to himself, and he goes, I'm ready to get filthy. I'm ready to get creepy and weird.
There's the bridge.
Jesus Christ.
Vinny comes in and he says, Sammy's not the hottest girl. I'd expect a lot harder. And I was like, damn.
Vinny is savage when it comes to girls' looks. Yeah, I'm like, okay, you're cute, but you're not like...
He's a huge cock.
Yeah.
But he's also...
like a third leg.
He's like 5'7".
He's no Sitch.
No.
Put it to you like that. JWoww arrives.
JWoww exits in her car and you hear Mike go, wait, is that a girl?
Her skunk highlights flapping in the breeze. She comes in and Sammy goes, hi. And JWoww goes, hey, sweetie. I was like, wow, she hit him with the hey, sweetie.
JWoww is...
She's so cool.
She's kind of like post-gender.
She's aloof.
Oh, I just love her. God, I would be... I think I would be... I would like to think that I'd be like best friends with JWoww.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
I think we could hang.
And also, I'd like Snooki, but she'd be a lot for me.
I think when Snooks calms down, it's good, but she comes in so hot.
I know.
Her car breaks down and... I remember when I first watched the show, I was like, I hate this person. Like, I can't stand her. She drives me insane.
How wrong we all were.
And then her redemption arc.
Incredible.
She quickly became one of my treasured favorites.
The star of the whole fucking franchise. But
she's my car broke down.
You see her car puttering and she goes, damn, I better get in this house right now. It just putters in front of the house. You just hear it like fail. She parks illegally in front of the house.
She's in the fire lane.
Doesn't even have her bags and just walks in with her little white, dirty white platform sandals that you see people wearing at Six Flags.
She goes, hello, party's here.
Hey, party. Here,
you guys drinking or what?
Everyone's completely bamboozled and just shocked by this little thing that comes in, this tornado of a girl.
She's so short. She's as tall as like the kitchen island.
But watching this now, I see, because back then I was like judging her and
so judgmental.
But watching now as a mature, you know, reasonable person in this world, I'm like, God, the misogyny and the, you know, the double standard, and just I was so angry for her.
Yeah.
I was like, these haters.
I know. So she just starts like getting everyone to pound shots.
She gets blackout drunk. Angelina arrives wearing ballet flats, black leggings, and a garbage bag full of her clothes.
To this day, nothing is more haunting to me than a garbage bag as luggage.
Her look... That look with the statement jewelry, what was that, like a bustier?
And tube top.
And black leggings and black ballet flats.
She's kind of Amy Winehouse vibes. I'm obsessed with anyone that's like, I'm going to be filmed for a national TV show for MTV. And
That's queen shit. I'm sorry. In lieu of
maybe trying to ask a family member if I could borrow a duffel bag, I'm just going to throw all my shit in a trash bag. Wait, and but isn't go, it, isn't that's it iconic,
actually. It's kind
actually.
Of queen shit.
It's like, Kim Kardashian of Staten Island behavior.
Everyone's like, damn. She
didn't have like anyone in her family that could give her a suitcase.
Everyone starts making fun of Snooki. Angelina, for like a second, is the queen bee.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like...
It'll be short-lived.
Short-lived. I just kept writing, little do they know about Snooki.
They had
little
no do idea. They know. Danny, the landlord slash boss, comes in.
He's kind of Danny Provenzano.
He's hot. Yeah, he's Danny Provenzano. Wow.
He's sexy.
He is sexy.
Yeah, he owns the place and he runs the t-shirt shop. The store. Over.
Mm-hmm. And he tells them all, like, you got to come to work. If you don't come to work, you're going to get fired. And Polly goes, I don't want to work. I'm a DJ. And then Snooki, shit-faced, looks at Danny. She's down here. And she goes, we got it. We got it. We got you. We got you. And then just, like, gives him a high five. I was like, Snooki is twisted right now.
Angelina's just a total flop.
Yeah.
The girls just start, like, making fun of and judging Snooki. Snooki goes over to the guys on the hot tub and she's wearing... First, she sits on, like, a daybed.
Lays on a daybed away from everyone with her back turned.
They all
kind of laugh at her and she goes upstairs muttering to herself and, like, talking to the camera about how no one appreciates her and then goes and lays with her back turned on a daybed while everyone else is, like, happily drinking and, like, getting to know each other.
Drinking Miller Lite and Snooki has her dirty feet with her white platforms on and her back is... And, like, we've all been there. I've been there.
I love her. She's like, I don't get it. Like, everywhere I go, people are obsessed with me and they're not, like... I'm the center of attention everywhere and everyone loves me and here they're not giving me that, so I'm done.
And you've heard people on reality TV say that in the past, but with her, it's like, no, that's true.
No, that is, she is the one.
She's like, I'm the star of this.
The shot of all of them like sitting around and then her just in the bed.
She's like this.
She's fully laying.
With her back turned and everyone's just ignoring her. And then Snooki is wearing an Ed Hardy tank top and walks over and just takes it off with her bra and panties and gets in the pool and just like tries to make out with all the guys. And it's just really sad.
That was a little bit Rules of Attraction for me.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, like Jessica Biel.
Yeah, it was just like, thank God this is being filmed because I've got like scared for her. You know what I mean?
And the girls weren't helping her out.
No, I think it's that thing where... Like, if there's a girl being messy, you just, like, don't want to be associated. Yeah. But you've got to, like, we all have to move past, like, someone else's messiness is not going to rub off on you. But I think that's a very female thing. I've kind of talked about it before on the pod. She's kissing Polly's neck.
Yeah, everyone's just, like, hating on her. And then they leave Snooki passed out to go, like, take to the boardwalk and play games.
Mm-hmm.
And Sammy and Mike are holding hands. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
This is a classic from the girl classic that said, I don't want to be in a relationship.
Angelina goes, Mike is trying to hook up with Sammy and I don't get it. Because she likes Mike.
Jealous. Yeah. Snooki wakes up from her blackout coma and calls her dad. And then he just hangs up on her multiple times. He like doesn't believe it's her. She's dad. And he goes, who the fuck is this?
She goes, it's Nicole. And he goes, it's not.
And hangs up.
That's me, though, calling my parents in a blackout, being like,
JWoww's boyfriend calls, and Snooki reveals that, like, JWoww had a missed call from her boyfriend on the duck phone, and everyone's, like, clowns on JWoww for, like, leaving out the fact that she had a boyfriend. And Vinny goes, she didn't say she had a boyfriend? What a shady bitch. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Vinny's severe.
He's really severe.
I always wanted to know, like, I mean, I'm assuming that they do coke. Because there's times where, like, especially in the other seasons when they get more famous and they're, like, in Italy. And they're just up at, like, 5 in the morning every night. I'm like, you have to have some help.
Maybe Adderall.
Yeah.
I also think when you're 21 years old, you can stay up really late.
That's true. But, like, the amount that they're doing, I feel like you need help.
Yeah, maybe. The next morning, everyone's getting ready for their first day of work orientation, and Snooki is worse for wear.
Snooki's throwing up, and this is where we get our first glimmer of her and JWoww's budding soulmate friendship. Because she's like, hold my hair, to JWoww, and JWoww goes, oh, no, I can't do that right now.
And Snooki arrives late, and she gets a talking to from the boss.
He sends her home.
Yeah.
And then they get back to the house, and they were like, they all get mad at Snooki because they're like, you're making us all look bad. And then Snooki's like, well, no one wanted to help me. I was really sick this morning. And then Sammy goes, I didn't want any puke breath on me.
I was like, you're fucking rude.
Shut up, Sam.
Mike is cooking for everyone all the time, sausages and peppas. I was like, that's so chill.
Nicole says, I'm on the outcast.
Baby.
I know.
Everyone sits down for dinner, and Vinny is going to say grace, and then I guess he kind of makes a joke about it, and JWoww goes, that kind of pissed me off. Don't make a joke out of grace.
Don't make a joke about grace.
Wow. Like,
you know, Catholic Jenny, crusader. Snooki takes a moment to be like, guys, I'm actually really awesome and you should all like me. And everyone's like, all right. And
JWoww, they forgive.
JWoww gives her a big kiss. Mm-hmm. And then Sammy goes, I appreciate that. I'm like, shut up, Sam.
Sam,
get out of here. Now the guys are all being blackout sluts and calling up random ladies from the street.
They go, we're going fishing. And they like look out over the boardwalk and just catcall women and get them to come up and hot tub with them. And so a bunch of like 20-year-old girls come upstairs and they all get in the hot tub and the girls are like skinny dipping in there.
Ronnie goes and tattles because I think he likes Sam and wants to squash any chemistry between her and Mike. So he goes and tattles to Angelina and Sam.
And they're like, we're going to go up and like keep an eye on them. We're going to go look and see what the deal is. And Ron's like, don't go up there. Come on. Like, don't do it. Like, that's so weird. Which I was like, it is weird. Just like, let them do their thing.
Angelina's also, again, wearing the worst
horrible outfit
I've ever
that
seen.
That top.
Oh, my God. And then she goes, no, we're going to go. We're going to go. I'm like, oh, so you're going to go up and like awkwardly watch and like point like two old Italian women.
Yeah, and like no one cares that you guys don't like the, like, you're just, it's so awkward. So they go, who's it? Pauly D's like, the girls are in stalker mode and they're just sitting there watching them.
The guys are basically having like an orgy.
Yeah, they're triple kissing.
They're like, Ronnie, get in on this. I'm like, you guys are so gay.
You're really gay. All the girls like kiss one guy at once and they kiss the other guy. And then they're like, it's Sitch's turn. And they're like, okay, one, two, three. But then Situation's like looking at Sammy and he's like, doesn't know what to do because he really wants a triple kiss, but he also wants to hook up with Sammy. And he knows that he's caught right now.
They keep cutting the mic. It's like the same shot of him looking over his shoulder at Sam. And Sam's going, she keeps pointing at them. And then Mike gets out and kind of chases her. And she goes, Mike, what are you doing, Mike?
She loves it.
I'm like, you're loving this, Sam.
Also, she has her purse on her. I love
it. Where are you going?
I'm like, this is your house.
Where are you going,
though? She has her like Chanel bag. And she's like, what? Like, you don't have to chase me. What? Do whatever you want. Do whatever.
Do whatever you want.
Don't let me stop you.
And then
so he like reluctantly gets back in the hot tub.
Then the orgy kind of like dies down. And the girls, Angelina and JWoww and Sam, are all sitting around in the living room. And Snooki's in her bed. Still upset about feeling displaced. And the girls come down and Angelina just takes them to task, calls them whores.
She's like, get out, whores. And like the girls leave and then they come.
Well, one of the girls yells, you ugly bitches.
I think they like walk down, but then they tried to come back in the house. And JWoww goes, that's what you're not going to do. You're not coming in here. Close the door and walk out behind it.
I'd be so afraid.
And they go, okay, bitches, and close the door. And Angelina just gets up and like struts out and like tries to tell them a thing or two. I was like, hun.
With her little flats, she walks over.
Yeah, I was like, you are an Italian grandma right now for this.
JWoww, and then you hear someone go, that girl sounds like a man. The shit that is said on this show, like...
incredible.
But, like, could not fly today.
No, you can't... We're not in a Jersey Shore era any longer.
If JWoww told me I need to get the hell home in, like, a calm... She says it in, like, a very, like, calm...
Yeah. She's the master of her domain.
She's I'd be the scared. Alien Nope.
Yeah. She's everything. And then... the whole time, the girls are, like, dressing the guys down for inviting, like, whores and trashy girls into the house. And Snooki's laying in her bed thinking that they're all talking about her. She's like, everyone's out there talking about me.
I know.
I was like, Snooks, you've got to, like, overcome this insecurity.
But I've been there where, like, you're in a big group and you one bad thing happens and then you think like everyone's talking about you and
they're literally over it and not talking about you at all
and you get paranoid and then you like make a big deal about it and everyone and then it makes everyone mad at you again. But Snooki's in there just going, oh, everyone's like, talking about me.
And then Angelina is like freaking out. JWoww's like, then don't bring like trashy girls in here. And they go, they weren't trashy. And Angelina goes, hello.
Yeah, her famous.
Yeah.
Hello.
But like, she is a hell personality.
So Nicole takes it upon herself to start packing up. She's packing her things. It. She's folding her little jeans and packing up. And then Ronnie comes in and he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm leaving tomorrow. And he goes, whatever. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to hold your hand if you're having a little tantrum.
I'm going to leave.
So he goes up to, like, where the cool kids all are, and he tells them that Nicole's leaving, and they all are like, what? No. So the women all get together, and they go get their girl.
They go, why are you leaving? We really like you. We want to spend time with you. And she goes, no one wants to hang out with me, and that's everywhere else. Like, everyone loves me and, like, wants to hang out with me all the time. So, like, I don't get it, and I'm going to leave.
And they're like, stay. We love you. Just don't do this. Don't miss out on this. You want to stay the whole summer.
And she's, like, packing up her stuff, and it ends on a cliffhanger of will she or won't she.
But I was thinking, imagine if Snooki had gone home.
I know.
Like, holy shit. Game over.
Yeah. It would not have been the same.
Anyway.
I forgot, because I watched, like, this season on Jersey Shore, like, teaser for and they have so many run-ins with the cops.
Oh yeah, fights.
They're constantly like being apprehended. Snooki, I forgot, gets punched in the face.
Snooki gets punched in the face. Like, that was actually a really, I felt like that was like a very important moment to see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like the casual violence towards a woman and like the small woman.
I think he meant to punch the guy in front of her but then missed and punched her instead.
I recently watched it,
he really wanted to punch her in the face.
Yeah,
that's shocking.
And he did it really, like, he just went like without even, that's
he
why
he clocked her in the face.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it was such a big deal, because you'll see it, like, he really meant to punch Snooki.
Damn.
And the guys go wild.
As they should.
But Ronnie gets arrested. Snooki gets arrested.
Ronnie
the next
needs
season.
To be like jailed for life.
Yeah, he needs.
He's an abuser.
Well, yeah.
His life took a very dark turn post Jersey Shore.
But guys, we have a great, great season ahead.
Oh, my God. It's just going to be so fucking good.
This is a good way to like cheer us up from the August dread.
Yeah, this is a reason to live through August.
So stick with us for the summer. We're down at the shore together in the shore share.
We're fist pumping.
We're going to Karma.
Guido's and house music. That's
going
all
to
I fucking
shop.
Care about.
Yeah. So let us know your favorite Jersey Shore moments,
because
I want to make sure we talk about them.
Yeah, and stay true.
Bye, Guido.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough, and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.